to. I know this is Memorial Day weekend, and we'd like to recognize all of our men and women who have served in the military in any capacity whatsoever. If you would stand, we'd like to acknowledge you this morning. Let's give them a hand. All right. And if you would remain standing, now I'd like to ask the congregation, those of you who can stand this morning, let us stand in a moment of silent prayer for those men and women, those brave men and women who gave their life so that you and I could be free, so that we could have that freedom to meet here this morning. So many have sacrificed a lot. So let's just bow our heads in a moment of silent prayer to remember those who have fallen. Amen. As you remain standing, let us turn to the flag this morning to do a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. Praise God. Can we sing that song? Can we sing that song? Practice on you this morning, I think. That song that we... That one. This one. E-flat. Y'all bear with me. You were there for me through it all. When everyone around said I would fall, you were my friend, you believed in me. Through the good times and the bad times, I felt that you were all I had. You were my friend. You believed in me. Oh, you went the extra mile. That drove the nails in you when you could have walked away.
You could have walked away.
Turn your back to all my sins. For me, you gave your life.
For me, you gave your life.
You chose to be my friend. Like a child, so full of fear, you stood by my side, held me near. You were my friend, you believed in me. When my faith grew weak and strength seemed gone, you took me by the hand and led me on. You were my friend.
You were my friend.
You
believed
in me. And you went the extra mile.
You went the extra mile.
That drove the nails in you when you could have walked away.
You
turn your back to all my sin. But for me you gave your life.
For me you gave your life.
You chose to be my friend. When you could have walked away, turn your back to all my sins. For me you gave your life.
For me you gave your life.
You chose to be my friend. For me you gave your life. You chose to be my friend. Oh, give the Lord praise. Do you love Jesus? He could have walked away, but thank God he didn't. Amen. When he was on the cross, we were on his mind, and I thank God for that. Good to have you with us this morning. Hope that you're having a wonderful weekend. Just good to feel the mighty presence of God in this place this morning. I don't know what folks do that don't have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. That's what carries me through each day. That's what gets me by. Amen. When things seem bad, when I've gone just about as far as I can go, when I'm basically at the end of my rope and that rope is frayed, how many's been there? Amen. That's when Jesus steps in and gives us a comfort, amen, that nothing else can give us. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd love to go to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, from the book of Deuteronomy, beginning with verse number 26. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 11, beginning with verse number 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Brother Chris, would you take us to the Lord in prayer? Amen. Give the Lord one more hand clap for praise. You may be seated. Praise God. I love to praise the Lord. Amen. This morning I would like to bring a message entitled, When the Curse Became a Blessing. When the curse became a blessing. You know, there's times in my life, and have been, when I stand in total awe and appreciation for what Jesus Christ done. This has been one of those weeks. Can I just tell you that I've had a week of thanksgiving and praise unto the Lord. I've tried, and it's very, very difficult, hard sometimes, not to ask the Lord for anything this week. Man, that's very difficult sometimes because as human beings, our needs are many. Man, there's not a day that goes by that we don't need the Lord in our life. But I tried to refrain this week from petitioning or asking God for anything. I just wanted to spend it in praise and adoration and thanksgiving for what Jesus Christ did. Amen. I don't know what came over me this week. It's just been that time of seemingly every breath I was just thanking the Lord. When I would get up in the morning, He didn't promise me another day, but He allowed me to wake up. He allowed my feet to touch the floor, and that in itself is a great blessing. But the Lord has been wonderful to me, and I guess just reminiscing over what God has done for me over my past and for my family, I just appreciate Him so much. But the thing that I'm so thankful for is His amazing grace. how much He loved us. When I was unlovable, when I was lost in sin, He never gave up on me. Amen. He took my place. Amen. That's the reason I wanted to try to sing that song this morning. He didn't have to, but He did. He did it for me. I'm thinking of the time when the Bible describes His prayer, the all-night prayer that He prayed before He was taken to the cross of Calvary and nailed. The Bible tells us that He said, "If it be Thy will, Lord, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done." I've often said, I don't know what He saw in that spiritual cup, but I kind of think He saw my reflection, amen? And I think He saw your reflection too, and knew that we could not make it without His saving grace. We could not make it, but we could not have redemption of sins without the shed blood of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, give Him a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy, we find that here is a time when Moses is again visiting God. How many can relate to that? Here I am, Lord. There's a song that says, "It's me again, Lord. I got a problem I can't solve." We find that Moses is once again visiting God on His mountain. This is a time after the second set of tablets have been restored. Amen. You know, so many times we kind of want to put Moses down for breaking those tablets, but how many times have we failed God? How many times have we needed to go back to God for repentance? How many times have we had to go back and say, "God, I'm sorry about what I did. I just kind of lost control." But this is the time. And isn't God great in His mercy and His forgiveness and His meekness? And, you know, He'll never turn away when we go back with a broken and contrite spirit. So He's talking to Moses after the restoring of the set of second tablets, and God speaks to Moses and He begins to remind him. I thought this was very interesting in the book of Deuteronomy. He reminds him that, if you remember, Moses, your fathers came down to Egypt 70. That in Bible terms is 70 people. 70 came down into Egypt during the time. You remember how Joseph was sold into slavery, and Joseph went down to Egypt, and then he sent back, and his family came down. You Bible readers know what I'm talking about. And then God reminds him, out of those 70 people, I have blessed you and blessed that people to be as a multitude, even as the stars of heaven. In other words, an innumerable people now. And I want you to understand, most of that multiplication took place during a time of bondage. Come on, don't tell me you can't grow when trials are facing you. Don't tell me you can't grow when things are not going your way. In fact, I would tell you that many, many times, that's when we grow our most, because that's when we become dependent on God. That's when we throw that we can't do it with our own ability. I can't make it without you. But sometimes when I'm in the lowest valley, that's when I get to eat the greenest grass. Amen? That's when my soul is lifted up. That's when I can receive that medication. Amen? And that Holy Ghost medication that I need from Almighty God. Can I remind you, Moses, that 70 went down and they came out an innumerable people. He also instructs Moses. He says, tell the people to love and obey. If I could remind us today, it's good to love the Lord. It's wonderful to love the Lord. But He also commands us to obey Him. Amen. We need to be obedient to God. We need to be obedient to His Spirit. We need to be obedient to His Word. Amen. You'll find a lot of people, if you walk the streets and if you ask them, I still believe there's a majority of folks, and I know it's getting pretty sometimes where it might be a little doubtful, but I still believe we live in a nation where the majority of the people love God. But can I tell you, I'm not so sure about the obeying part. It concerns me about the obedience. Man, but Moses was instructed by God to tell the people to love and obey God. He also instructs Moses to tell the people. He said, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and, everybody say and, keep His charge. Keep His charge. Love Him. But don't ever turn from His instruction. Amen. Don't ever think that you can get by yourself. Glory to God. I still I don't know the mind of God. His mind, His thoughts are way beyond my ability to comprehend. Amen. I'm just a mere human being. But to me, it is amazing that God gives the breath to the very agnostic tongue that will confess that I don't believe in God, and using the breath that is on loan from God. Still amazes me how God's grace and mercy is so abundant that He even allows those who deny Him, amen, to still live and breathe and exist in this world. But that's how great God is, and that's how wonderful His mercy and grace is. Not only to keep His charge, but He also says, and to keep His commandments, His commandments and His judgments and His statutes. I begin to think about this and how that we love to praise and glorify and shout God when the blessings flow, but when His instructions come down. Come on, when we read in the Word of God what we are supposed to do, how that we are supposed to be holy, how that we are supposed to let the righteousness of God control our lives, man. We don't control the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God should control us. Amen. We are submissive to the Spirit of God, or should be, on a daily basis. And God instructs Moses. He said, now, I want you to remind the people, first of all, where they came from and what I have done for them and how I have blessed them, even in a time of bondage, and even as they go through this wilderness journey. Do you understand that the children of Israel only left Egypt with just the bare essentials for a trek that lasted 40 years. Amen. They didn't have a lot of things to take with them. They didn't have a lot of things because they had been in 400 years of bondage. Amen. But let me tell you something. God will supply your need. Amen. If you obey God and keep His commandments, God will supply your need. Amen. He'll never see the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Amen. Are you thankful for that this morning? Aren't you thankful that God makes a way for us? Hallelujah. But Moses, you've got to tell them that they got to keep His charge. They got to adhere to His statutes. They got to be submissive to His judgments and obey His commandments. And He follows that up with, and tell them to serve the Lord thy God with all your heart and soul. Glory to God. Sometimes I'm ashamed of myself, because if I come into a service of God and I put anything less than my heart and soul in it, amen, I have to owe God something. If I don't give Him my all, come on, amen. Sometimes I may not be as alert as I need to be. Sometimes I may have had a really hard week. But you know what? When I come into the presence of Almighty God, nothing less, amen, to give Him my all, my heart and my soul in everything that I do. Whether it's picking a guitar, singing a song, giving a word of testimony, or preaching the Word of God, I owe it to Him to give Him my all. And I worship Him this morning, not only with my heart, but my very soul lifts up and praises the name of God this morning for His goodness and His mercy. Can you say amen? And then He gets very serious. Man, He knows we serve a wonderful God, but we serve a serious God. He doesn't joke around. Come on, He's very serious. When God speaks, it's better than E.F. Hutton. Come on, we need to be listening. We need to listen to the Word of God. We need to be in tune to the Word of God. Amen. We need to walk with a mind that's open to God and be able to not only listen, but be attentive and obey the Word of God. And God begins to speak to him. He says, I want you to tell the people this. This day, I set before you a blessing and a curse that weighed heavy on my heart. I looked at the word curse. It basically means a reproach. It's more than just saying, I wish something bad had happened to them. It's actually pronouncing a reproach upon them. Curse is used several times in the Bible, but it's always with a serious connotation that it's used. It's never jokingly. Man, how many knows a curse is serious? very serious. And I believe we need to take our attention to this, and I believe we need to obey it. I know it was to the children of Israel. I know it was before the grace, the dispensation of the Holy Ghost, but it's still about obedience unto God. Amen? When God tells us to do something, we better be obedient unto God. Not only just to hear it with our ears, but hear it with our hearts. Today, this day, I set before you a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey. Come on. And a curse if you will not obey. Now, I was not there in attendance, but I would imagine if I was there, I would imagine that probably the vast majority said, hey, we'll take the blessing. We'll take the blessing. Maybe there were some that were kind of like us today. Well, duh, yeah. I'm going to take the blessing. If I was to pose that question to you this morning, how many wants a blessing? Raise your hand. And then how many wants a curse? Raise your hand. But the blessing comes with obligation. Man, not my obligation. Not the laws and statutes of this church, if we had any. Amen, but the laws and statutes of God. God's Word. Let me tell you something. They're more than just those 10 that was on the table of stones. Amen. Every time God opens His mouth and gives us instruction, that becomes, in fact, a commandment. It is not a suggestion. Just like my dad, when he spoke to me, he said, you know, you need to go take the trash out. I knew that wasn't a suggestion. I knew that was a commandment. And if you obey, there will be a blessing. And if you don't, come on. Today, this day, I set before you a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you will obey, and a curse if you will not obey. So the children of Israel, rightfully so, said, well, yeah, we'll take the blessing. Certainly, we want to take the blessing. You got to understand, they were just about to enter into the promised land. Come on, this was the generation, glory to God, amen, that had traveled through the Egyptian bondage, through the wilderness journey, seen the power of God come down in a mighty way. Amen, a cloud, a pillar of cloud, amen, a pillar of fire, and a cloud of smoke by day led them through the wilderness journey. His power opened up the Red Sea, and they walked through on dry ground. His power rained manna down from heaven, and they picked it up and ate plenty. His power caused meat to walk into the camp. And they were filled. His power, amen, overcame obstacles and enemies that greatly had the children of Israel outnumbered. They were feeling pretty good. Come on, they were feeling like they just had revival. Praise God, I feel revival, don't you? Hallelujah, glory to God. I feel the Spirit of God. How many knows that we need to be revived? Amen, they were feeling good. They were feeling great. They began, Lord, I'll do anything. How many remembers in the altar? Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just let me fill your spirit. God, I'll go where you want me to go. Just fill me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I'll say what you want me to say. I'll set the world on fire if you'll just do that. Let me tell you something. God doesn't forget an oath. He doesn't forget the promises we make. Many years ago, my granddaddy was visiting a very sick person in the hospital. A friend of his that he had known for a number of years, and it's amazing how humble and submissive and godly people can get when their health is gone. Come on, come on. And he visited him, and now my granddaddy was not the one that said, I'll come pray for you if you'll come to my church. He wasn't that way. He visited just as many folks that wasn't members of his church as there was members of his church. He had a weekly ritual. He'd go by the hospital, and sometimes he'd just knock on the door and just say, hey, I'm Brother So-and-so from First Pentecostal Church. Just stop by to say hello, and if they asked him to pray, he'd come in and pray for them. But he went in to pray for this man, and to pray for this man, and the man recovered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many believe what you pray for? How many of you are surprised when it happens? Nobody? I've been surprised. Amen. So maybe my faith is not what it needs to be, but I prayed an earnest prayer, and then when God does it, I say, wow! God, heal this man. Amen. He heard my grandfather's prayer. Amen. It's not because my grandfather's, it's because anybody who prays with faith, the Lord will honor that faith. The man got better. But you know what he told him? Before he got better, he told my granddaddy, he said, if the Lord will heal me. Now listen, my granddaddy didn't take a contract into that room and say, hey, I'll pray for you if you sign this. The man did it voluntarily. He said, if God will heal me, then I'm going to come to your church. Brother Bailey said, that'd be great. We'd love to have you. No commitment. No obligation. But the man voluntarily said that. And God healed him. God let him go back to work. He lived a long life after that. Now maybe he got in church somewhere. But he never came to this church. He never came to, it was the little church, and he never came to Brother Bailey's church. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he didn't have to make that commitment. Because it wasn't the commitment to Brother Bailey. He said, God, if God heals me. Come on. Brother Bailey, you know, it would have been fine if he came. If he didn't come, you know, he would have loved to have him. But he said, if God heals me, then I'm going to come to church. But you know what? My granddaddy remembered that. He prayed for him. And he said, in my granddaddy's testimony, said, I hope he got in church somewhere. He doesn't have to be in this church. And my granddaddy knew that. But he made a bargain with God. If God heals me. Can I say this, folks? When you're praying and you're in real, real need of a touch from God, a healing, a financial blessing, whatever it is, if you bargain with God, God expects you to keep your bargain. He expects you to keep your commitment unto Him, because He is not a covenant breaker. Amen. He cannot go back on His word. He cannot lie. And when He said, I will be with you always, that's exactly what He meant. Somebody said, praise the Lord. He's with me always. Glory to God. Now you can have a blessing if. If you obey and keep His charge and keep His statutes and keep His judgments and obey and keep His commandments. Or you can have a curse. I was reading, I believe it's in the 28th chapter over toward the end of Deuteronomy, when it begins to list the blessings. You know, I'll bless you when you go out. I'll bless you when you come in. I'll bless your field. I'll bless your seed. I'll bless the rain to come down. Amen. I'll bless the wine fats. I'll bless all of these things. But I began to count those things just out of curiosity. But when I got through, I counted the numbers of curse, and the curses outweighed and outnumbered the blessings. If you don't think God's serious, you need to read the Word of God. Amen. But the thing is, you don't have to face those curses if you just obey. Amen. If you just do what God has asked us to do. I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. I thought about it and I thought how quick we are to condemn and criticize the children of Israel. Because you know what happened, you Bible readers understand. For a little while they kept the blessing. They praised God and acknowledged God. But can I tell you, the lust of the world, the allurement of the other nations began to creep in. We were driving the other day, I think it was Brother Jim McCoy and myself, and we went by a kudzu field. You ever been by a kudzu field? You know, just a couple of months ago. It wasn't a kudzu field. Well, it was, but it just wasn't visible. But we both made the remark, man, that kudzu would just take over everything, won't it? But you know how it does it? Gradually. Just overtakes. It'll climb up the power poles. It'll cover buildings. Gradually. Let me tell you, Satan, the adversary, all he wants to do is gradually get you out of the victory of God, out of the presence of Almighty God. Get your mind on worldly things. Get your mind on problems and issues that you face each and every day. And first of all, before you know it, you wake up and the kudzu has completely covered the field. God's looking and watching the children of Israel. And they're slowly being inundated with idolatry. The desire to be like other nations. Glory to God. And if we don't think we're affected by that, take a photograph that was taken 25 years ago with yourself and look at yourself now. I'm not talking about the wrinkles and the receding hair. I'm talking about what you were wearing. I had some shirts. Honestly, if it come up a strong wind, I believe it had lifted me up off the ground. Them collars was about that long. I had some ties. If you took them off, you could spread them across the table and probably use it as a tablecloth. Some of the widest things I ever seen. And don't even remind me of them stacked heels that I wore. Amen. The allurement. The lust to be like everybody else. Glory to God. You know, there was a saying when I was in school, be yourself. Be your own man. As long as you look like the rest of us. Because if you didn't, you were peculiar. You were weird. You had to fit in. Can I tell you, when we become more concerned about fitting in than we do, amen, keeping and nurturing our blessing. Come on. Doesn't happen overnight. Didn't happen with the children of Israel overnight. But over a period of time, they wanted to be like the other nations. They wanted something they could feel. They wanted something they could touch. They wanted something that they could see. Amen. Let me tell you something. I have never seen the face of God, but thank God I can feel His Holy Spirit. I know that He's real. The reason I know that He's real is because I can feel Him in my soul. Every once in a while, it hits me in the top of the head. It goes all the way through to the feet, soles of my feet. And I know, amen, that is nothing more than the power of God keeping His promise that He will keep us and He will be with us. Well, if you know what I'm talking about, put your hands together for Jesus. No other feeling can touch us like God. But the children of Israel begin to desire to be like the world. I have to pray continually, Lord, don't let me conform to this world. We used to sing a song saying, I don't want to get adjusted. I don't want to feel at home down here. Come on, this is not my home. I'm just on a journey. What does the songwriter say? Wait till you see. Wait till you see. Amen. Wait till you see what the Lord has prepared for me. Glory to God. A place where no more tears. A place where no more sorrow. A place where no more heartache. A place where there's no more trouble. A place where there's no more death. And I'm going to tell you in just a little while, a place where there is no more curse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But until then, we must carry on. Blessing and a curse. We're quick to condemn Israel for its disobedience. Before we judge, have you read the law in its entirety? Well, we'll put Adam and Eve down. We'll get all over Samson's case for cutting his hair. Amen. Well, we'll put David down for walking out on the porch and seeing somebody else's wife. But have you ever read the law in its entirety? You want to live by the law? In its entirety? Blessing if you do. But those who live by the law, amen, are judged and die by the law. Amen. I set before you a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you will obey. A curse if you will not. For a while the obedience was good. I mean, it's been there. For a while things were going well. Amen. But when we got in that little complacency and when things were going pretty good, you know, we kind of let it slide a little bit. Children of Israel did too. They began to desire strange gods. They began to desire the strange customs of the other nations, which God had vehemently denied and said, no, you can't be a part of that. But little by little, the children of Israel soon erred, began to resemble the other nations. They traded their blessing for a curse. Folks, we don't need to look like the world. We don't need to act like the world. We don't need to blend in. Man, God is not an appeasing God. He's not a God of compromise. He's a God of blessing. He's a God of miracles. Amen. He's a great I am. And He is the one that provides for us. But He expressly tells us not to be as those that are in the world. To come out from the world. Because a blessing is there for you. So as the children of Israel begin to gradually turn from their obedience unto God and turn from their desire to please God in every way, begin to resemble the world. When the church begins to resemble the world, what is there to draw the world to the church? That's the reason that statements have come out, I'm as good as anybody there. Man. In truth, that's true. But the difference that those who are, and I'm not talking about this building, okay? I'm talking about the church of born-again believers. The difference is, you may be as good as them, but they have come in under mercy and grace and give their life to Jesus Christ, and their sins have been forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. Man, what a difference that makes. Amen. Through all of the sins, through all of the disobedience, through all of the children of Israel, many of them turned their back on God. How many knows that God's mercy intervened? The sister, Jennifer, sings a song, Mercy Walked In. You remember that? You remember how miserable you were? You remember how your conscience was just full of things that you'd done, things that you'd said, sin, stained? You remember how you used to beat yourself up? I'm not worthy. I've had people tell me, Preacher, I'm not worthy to come to church. No, you're just who Jesus died for. I ain't worthy either. But that is within me, amen, it's great. You remember that? But then mercy walked in. You talk about a clean feeling. Glory to God. You talk about a renewing. Amen. You talk about a refreshing. Amen. When you lay down the old man. Amen. And you become a new creature in Christ. Everything is old. Everything that is sinful is purged out of your life. And mercy came in. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ applied His shed blood. And we became a child of God. One of the blood-bought saints of God. Who's going to enter into the kingdom of God. No more problems in this world. Praise God that mercy walked in. God in His infinite mercy intervenes through time. I want you to go with me to the book of Galatians, chapter number 3. You remember my message text. When the curse becomes a blessing. When the curse became an actual blessing. The Apostle Paul, here writing to the church at Galatia, who better to talk about a born-again experience than the Apostle Paul? Amen. Glory to God. Who better to know, amen, the vile estate that he was in before Jesus Christ came into his life? Amen. And he was knocked down on that road to Damascus and stricken with blindness. Amen. But God got his attention. Hallelujah. Now he's going about preaching the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, in the third chapter of Galatians, verse number 13, says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Come on. That tells me that over a period of time, they chose the curse. The blessing was there, but they strayed from the blessing. They turned their back on the blessing and they opted for the curse. Amen. Many of us have done that in our lifetime. If we look at the world today, the world could be so much more blessed. The United States could be so much more blessed. This church could be so much more blessed. This community could be so much more blessed if we hadn't turned, amen, away from the blessing of God. God saw that the keeping of the law was an impossibility for mankind because of the fall of Adam, because of the fall of man. Amen. And as I said, we're quick to condemn them, but who of us could keep that law in its entirety? But the grace of God intervened. The Apostle Paul said, Christ hath redeemed us. My Lord in mercy. I think the people that clapped their hands a while ago when I said, are there any saved folks in the house? If you really get that, I think you probably want to clap. Christ hath redeemed us. Christ hath redeemed us. Christ hath redeemed us. I strayed away from the blessing. I was involved in the curse. But Christ hath redeemed us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's not all there. Amen. Being made a curse for us. Glory to God. I know I had read that before, but I had not read that, amen, along with what God had already spoken to Deuteronomy. I got excited. I'm glad the word still excites me. I'm glad I might hear a sermon preached 20 times, but it still excites me. Amen. I'm glad I still read John 3:16, and it excites me. Amen. I know it's one thing to see it on the part, on the head or a cap or somewhere, but when I read it from God's Word, when I get it firsthand, I still get excited. When I read that, God, that Christ became a curse for us, I got excited. Hallelujah. Because I can relate to it. He did it for me. He did it for you. Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. How many knows that it was the mission of Christ to be crucified, to bleed and to die for the sins of humanity? Why? Because we as a people turned from the blessing and we went toward the curse. But God intervened, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ and through His shed blood. Hallelujah. And that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I'm a Gentile. Amen. But I'm Jewish by a reborn experience. I was grafted in. Hallelujah. How many is thankful that Jesus loved us? How many is thankful that He reached out to us? He became the curse for us. Jesus didn't die on the cross because He left the blessing. He didn't die on the cross because there was sin in His life. There was no sin in His life. Do you know that Jesus was the only one, amen, that could qualify to be the sacrificial lamb? Moses couldn't. Come on. David couldn't. Daniel couldn't. They were great men of God. But it took Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb. No sin, no guile, no deceit found in His mouth. But yet, He like a lamb led before the slaughter. Took on the sins of the world. Glory to God. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to tell you, in Revelation 22, verse number 1, and He showed me a pure river, water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded a fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Oh, hallelujah, and I'm about to shout. And there shall be no more curse. Hallelujah. I said there shall be no more curse. Glory to God. Oh, I wish I could tell you about the forgiveness of God. I wish I could exclaim to you this morning, amen, about His mercy and about His grace. Glory to God. Even though we err, even though we disobey, there shall be no more curse through the power of the cross, through the power of the crucifixion, through the redemption of Jesus' shed blood. There will be no more curse. There shall be no more curse. Glory to God. That the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and the servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there shall be no night there. Glory to God. What a promise. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And those that were lost, those that were sin-stained, those that disobeyed, those who couldn't keep the law, and those who fell by the wayside, came in at the 11th hour and gave their life to Jesus, amen, and opened up their heart's door and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the power of God. We shall reign with Him forever and ever. Amen. Though I was lost, now am I found. We shall reign with Him forever, forever. Turn to your neighbor and say, forever we shall reign. Glory to God. No more curse, no more sadness, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. No wonder they call it heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No night. No need for a candle. No need for a wheelchair. No need for an oxygen tank. No need for a diabetic shot. There'll be no more Alzheimer's there.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
There will be no cripples there.
Hallelujah.
40 years through the wilderness. 41 years, my son has never walked. He's never talked. But all of that will be behind when we get over there. He'll be able to walk the streets of gold. He'll be able to glorify and praise God. Why? Why? Because Jesus Christ is full of mercy and grace. And He's going to give us a glorified body. One that will never hurt anymore. Praise God. Praise God. When the curse became a blessing. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that the Lord blessed your cursed life? Amen. I, for one, am so thankful for what He did. Hallelujah. What a glorious place that's going to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise. Hallelujah. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will shout and the victory. Well, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will shout and the victory. You sing it. Hallelujah. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Well, when we all get to heaven, sing it, church. You better sing now, because you're going to sing forever. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Well, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Glory to God. Praise. Dear Heavenly Father, we love and thank you, Lord. God, for your wonderful promise. For Jesus Christ. For his precious shed blood. Father, I now pray that if there's anyone here under the sound of my voice that has not made that commitment, that has not made that preparation, has not, in fact, turned from that curse to the blessing, I pray that this would be the day. Pray, God, that your convicting power would reach right now into the depths of their heart. Draw them to this old-fashioned altar. God, to give their life to you. Father, we pray your blessing. We pray your anointing. Saints of God, pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. This altar is open. Hallelujah. This may be the very day that you accept Christ. You'll be able to join in with the song that the angels sing. Amen. When we all get to heaven. God bless you, church. I love you. Appreciate you from the depths of my heart. My earnest desire is that I see each and every one of you in heaven. May God bless you. Brother Jim, would you come? Hallelujah.